So do you think he's coming this morning?
I don't know.
Huh? Well, he better be here, Farmer Dave.
Well, I hope so, because I have something to say.
Well, I want you to say it, and I'm in a total dither.
What is the matter?
Well, number one, you're supposed to be doing 3 basketball games.
I know.
Today.
Don't remind me.
Berry Auditorium.
Yep.
And meaningful stuff to a lot of Vermonters.
A lot of Vermonters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the voice of basketball on WDEV is sitting here in the Golden Studio, the monastic Shangri-La of music to go to the dump by.
My head is down. I'm somewhat saddened.
Well, not only that, but what's going to happen? You know, it's bad enough that we can't get together in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so, if it can help us. But what are we going to do? What are we going to... Everything. The racing, the baseball, the basketball, the hockey, the college games, the big one. And you, sir, were in charge of 3 championship games in which one of them, Harwood Union, was going to go for a ladies' championship, right?
Yeah, for the first time in like 40 years.
Yeah.
And at the same time, that game would feature Fairhaven, who had a perfect season going into the finals.
Well, that's our point. And you see, that's why radio is important.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's relevant to the people that live around us here, and they care about it.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And they would all be going to those games up at the Berry Auditorium and taking their portables so they could listen to you.
And they do. That's
yeah,
a popular
do,
thing
they,
to do.
And then they send big letters with all the mistakes you make and everything.
And I'm
like
used
that.
To it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Thank you for keeping me employed.
Well, that's what... hello.
That what you're here to tell me today?
No,
oh, Brent,
no,
by
no,
the
no. But
you know,
the whole thing, everything. All the professional game. Hello,
yeah.
Jack, what did you say?
Oh, I was just laughing at the remark by how secure his job was here.
You just never know. It's a crapshoot, right? I didn't get the last 3 games
that's
of the season.
That's going to be a real problem as we move along with this situation.
It
is. Yeah, and the baseball season is pushed back and out and around. Mm-hmm. And
you know, I thought that the coach from Harwood, Tom Young, gave one of the best interviews I have ever done. And in the interview, I always ask the coach, I say, tell me about the magic of playing at the Odd. His response, and it was the last game we broadcast this year, it was in the semifinal game that they won. He said to me, he said, you know, a lot of people and coaches talk about going to the Odd. He said, but few people get here and even fewer people win here. And he went on to win their last game of the year, unbeknownst to them. And what a great way to put it, you know, for so many hundreds of athletes.
Well, but for Vermont, they care so much about their teams and the towns they represent.
Oh, yeah.
And then to have you gumming along and adding all that drama and, you know, all those.
They let me hang out, and that's all it counts.
And so what do we do?
I don't know, but you know, there's another side to this that people haven't explored.
What is that?
And that is how important sport has become to our society. It's like a new religion. And
Jesus.
I think it's
and
an
you're
interesting
absolutely right.
It's an interesting thought for all of us, because there is sadness involved in the cancellation here, but then I hear people with a wonderful point of view, and that is it's sport. There are no lives at stake. It's sport. And I think it makes me think. It does. So,
but there's another side to that.
Yes, of course.
Is that our mental health, so much of it is based upon our pride, and maybe pride isn't a great thing to have, but I think it is, in all these towns and all these young people that participate. And then on the professional level, that some of them, and some don't, really give us lessons in life that are very important. Sports Illustrated was based upon that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they pull the rug right out from underneath us.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for you hanging in. How many ball games did you do this year?
I don't know. It was 50-something.
Yeah, it was over 60.
Yeah, it was.
And more power to you.
Because, thank you.
Because, you know, you keep trying to sell us on the idea we got to do more high school basketball.
Well, it's
a porn goes crazy. But
I know.
But there we are, and good on WDEV for doing what it's done since it began. And I think their first game was in 33 or 34 from up in Montpelier.
I have it in 33 on some research done by the Vermont the broadcast folks.
The auditorium, not the auditorium, but
no, the recreation center.
Recreation center.
1933.
Which,
And then there's that great photograph of 1956 at the Berry Auditorium, the year they installed the press boxes in the corner.
Yes.
And the one radio station's WDEV right there.
Great. But disregard that.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to disregard it, because it was that's what it was about, is being relevant to the people with whom you relate.
True.
And that we cared. People cared.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose some of that when these things happen. And the inevitability of having something like what we had in 1918, because that was the last time we had any pandemic or whatever you call it there, like this. I had a story about that. You know the Ashleys? No, you don't know them.
No, sir.
He was the postmaster in Waterbury, and his wife, Vera, worked across the street here from the radio station.
Hmm.
And her daughter was a very fair woman and young woman. And I was quite taken with her for a lot of years.
Oh.
And then she married my best friend. She married David Chittick, right? Never mind. Here's the story. The mother told me this tale years ago when I was in high school about 1918. Her mother and father died in the same hour. They lived in Barrie. He passed on first in that terrible period of 1918 with the Spanish flu.
Oh, yeah.
And that happened all over the state of Vermont. And probably few people really have the knowledge and the sense about what all of that was and how difficult it was. Imagine, she was 8 years old. And just a single child with a mother and a father.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1 hour, they're gone.
So sad.
And on it moved. And the family had moved briefly down to Bristol, Connecticut. And today they're back here in Vermont, the mother and dad are up in Burlington. But there's that awful thing about what happens when we have something like it was going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those stories are all over Vermont, and someone ought to be, again, paying attention to the seniors to get some sense about what this is and how it just tears your heart out and doesn't give you any immediate answers. They're gone, and they're part of your family.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors or whatever. And this was a town and a state that was really hit hard by that Spanish flu, 1918.
Yeah, and as you say, it happened so quickly.
And it was so quickly.
Yeah.
And, well, I just can't get over it.
Yeah.
And there's a lesson here somewhere. I can't quite put my finger on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that we've gone through this before, and we have relatives who remember their relatives, some of whom did not make it through that thing. And imagine, this was in a time when there was no radio, no television. You're pretty much on your own wherever you lived, except the family unit that you were within. And gosh, that was hard. And I thought, one of the things that's really terrible about this It's not that we lose the games, that they, but that the games take in a different meaning. And when you strip away that from our towns and villages, it's a tough thing.
You know, that's interesting because I got in a conversation with other professionals up there at the auditorium. And one of the things that we were talking about is people going to the odd this year really don't have a frame of reference and a way to identify this whole crisis, right? Yeah. But the point was brought up that this might make future games even more special. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
You don't know until you lose it how important it is.
Well, and it might only last for 5 years, 10 years, or whatever.
Oh, whatever.
But it speaks to the business that we need something for our own souls and to care about.
You're right.
And sport is one of those, and yep. We can't overemphasize it because in this case, we have to step back for a minute and go forward after we step back and really think about what this represents. Mm. And thanks to you and guys like you, that since 1933 or 34, when we started doing basketball and did it forever, Jake Deal was the first one here that did that, and God was he good. So I got to thinking about that, and I got depressed about you. And God knows, Jack, I don't need to get depressed about but a bing. Huh?
No, right. You don't need to get depressed, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, but he has a job.
He does.
Does the Trading Post here mm-hmm. this week yep. and next week. And
I'll get him a loaf of bread and some milk for the week.
There we go.
That's right. What did you have for breakfast?
What did I have? Oh, I had a delicious breakfast this morning.
Nobody wants to know.
Okay. I had a tomato and cheese omelet.
A tomato and cheese omelet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you make it yourself?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jack?
I heard that, yes.
Well, we now have a new chef for the WDEV kitchen downstairs.
You know, we've got Lee Cattell over in Stowe at the Stowe
he's,
Kitchen,
on the
Bath
line
and
here.
Linen.
He'll be checking in with us in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Oh, good
I
show.
I want to talk with him, too. Yeah. What a good guy. But
anyway,
there we are.
Here we are. And
no motor racing.
Yep.
No World Series. Mm-hmm. No Masters, none of that. It's all gone.
It's all gone.
My sister is a college professor, and she says, oh, well, read a book.
And isn't that a good idea?
Yes, it is.
That's really helpful because we can worry all we want and the numbers change because all these politicians lie to us.
Yeah.
Let's not get into the political aspect.
Oh, I got to talk to you about that.
We've got to be uplift. We've got to start to uplift.
That's right.
People. They need us
today. Did you listen to the politics on WDEV yesterday afternoon?
No.
You missed it.
Okay.
I'll give you a brief.
Oh, no. We got to get to some music first, don't we, at some point?
May I please finish?
Oh, that's right. This is your show. Yeah, I'm sorry, my gosh.
Sad about
I spoke out of turn.
So many young people.
Slap
like
my hand.
Girls.
There you go.
Harvard
oh, Jack,
Union.
That I felt that.
Okay. So many care about this kind of thing.
Yes, I agree.
And everybody just passes on and goes on and plays their little box of records that doesn't amount to much. Although on WDEV, we have for this afternoon, when you would have been there,
yes,
Joel Nashman, who
yep.
is one of the best musicologists about contemporary music there is anywhere.
And traditionally, I come in early off air just to listen to the product, to listen to Joel.
Yeah, he's
so I'm
so
up
good.
There listening.
Well, you're going to get an earful this afternoon, let me tell you.
Might I interject again just for a moment here?
Yeah.
Because we have Kate and then we have our Lee Cattell on the line here from...
Oh, we want to talk to Kate?
Yes.
Oh, you mean at the...
you can't even remember
is
where
he
it
is.
Stowe Bed, Bath and Linen.
Linen.
And Kate, what's the correct title of that?
I think a little bit of both.
What did she say?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I just know she has a beautiful store.
I know she does. Yeah. I've been up there a number of times.
And as have I.
She's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's very, very good at what she does.
Oh, now would be the perfect time to bring us aboard.
Hey now. Hey, we're here.
You're on the
hey
air. Now. You're on the air.
Oh, they're on the air.
Yes, they are.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, we're coming to you. Ken, come on. on. We want to make you happy, man.
There we go.
Kitchen, bath, and linens. We are ready. We are clean. I have wiped down every square inch of Stowe Kitchen, Bath, and Linens, and we continue to do that every 10 minutes at Stowe Kitchen. Come on up. We're having our great sale, 15 to 75% off just for you. And guess what? We're loading in brand new goods like amazing puzzles, hand sanitizers, great bedding.
Hold it right there.
One
moment, please, madam. You have hand sanitizers?
We have more on the way, and we have a tiny bit left right now.
That's amazing.
It is, and it's boutique hand sanitizer. It's the best. People love the scent.
Well,
there you go.
Got it. Can you imagine that we've run out of toilet paper? And no, seriously.
I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the store.
You know what? We have toilet paper.
I wish she hadn't said that.
Come on in.
That was a mistake. Do you have anything cooking up there today?
Yeah, fresh out of the oven. Ask Lee Cattell, man. She's
okay.
Here.
That's right. Kate's doing such a good job here. She's going to put me out of a job, so I'm just going to sit here and eat blueberry muffins all morning.
Oh, that's not right. How did he get that job?
Fresh blueberry muffins from Black Cap Coffee, Main Street.
That's great.
And we have their coffee, and guess what? It's free.
What?
All day. It's free. Come on in.
You know what you now have? You have a very large sports announcer that will be sitting in the dooryard for the rest of the day.
That's just not
and
right.
And we have plenty of room for you. We got a space for you right in our kitchen.
Before I let you go, talk about the classes that you do there.
The classes that we do, we actually have a beautiful crepe class that we have rolling for tomorrow.
Ooh.
And that's from 11 to 1. We still have a few spots left. Remind everybody, we are clean. We wear gloves. We want to care for you as well as you want to care for yourself. Stowe Kitchen, Bath & Linens, we've been here. We will continue cooking for you. Load up on our classes. It's right online. We have great classes, starting with our crepe class tomorrow from 11 to 1.
Your what class?
Crepe.
Crepe.
Yes. Everybody loves crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we could work out a deal where you could do reports. Now that you're out of the sports business.
We got Lee Cattell there.
You know what? It might be a new sport, making crepes.
It could be. I'm going to have to find a bada bing in the cooking.
It'll be a bada goo.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Atta girl.
All right. Well, listen, I hope you're having a good sale today. I hope Lee is being helpful.
Well,
Lee Cattell.
Lee is amazing, as all WDEVers are. And Ken, I want you to know we got you covered. Whatever you need, put a smile on your face. Stowe Kitchen, Bath & Linens. I will even deliver for free, my friend.
Oh, wow. What a deal.
And not just to you, to all of our fans. We love our people. They've been great to us, and we continue to be great to them. We will deliver to you all day.
And one other note on that, Ken. You know, since the music Go to Dump, I love to play the song Making the Best of a Bad Situation.
Yeah.
It could be a blessing in disguise for all of those folks who are maybe hoping to do basketball or hockey or whatever today to have as a wonderful plan B coming up the mountain road to Stowe Kitchen, Bath & Linen where this awesome sale is going on, up to 75% off of all sorts of things throughout the store. So,
and Lee, I forgot to tell you, we have free raffles every half hour. That's right. We're giving away presents to everybody every half hour. Like Le Creuset $600 French oven. We gave two away yesterday. It's unbelievable.
Did you say you gave them away for the raffle?
Gave them away for the raffle, man.
We realize
you're going to want to be cooking, so let's cook in style.
Oh, man, that is a great situation. This is a virtual party.
It's a big deal, and it's as if that wasn't enough. Coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the geniuses at Idle Time Brewery are going to be bringing in the free samples. So those who like to partake, not only is it a party, but you can have a little of whatever they make down there, which is pretty much world-class beer.
I wasn't going to tell you that part.
Healthy distance while we're doing this.
That's right. We'll all keep a very safe social distance while it's all going on. And the folks at Best Buds CBD are providing some of what they offer to folks around here as well. So,
wow.
You know, it's
a party.
A party going on here on the mountain road today.
You know what this is? You know what this is? This is typical WDEV.
Yeah.
Making the best of a bad situation.
This is a great situation in Stowe.
We want you to live your best day every day.
Now, I know a man, he's a hardworking man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. And that milkman rushes up to the door where that man's wife's waiting in a kimono. She plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I called him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt or ice cream, none of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. No one will make waves, can't you see? Oh, yes, he's making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, I know a man, he's an educated man, he's an alligator wrestler, and he jumps right in there and grabs him long green boogers for whatever you grab him long green boogers by. Well, one day he's got a full Nelson on a big alligator when another alligator just sneaks up and bites his right ear plumb off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator knocked the man, well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, well, it's sure too bad about the little accident you had, cause now you ain't got nothing to keep your hat from falling down over your eye, and you can't never be a gypsy cause you got no place to wear your gold earrings. He just looked me straight in the eye and said, ha, I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, he's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now, I know a lady, she's a mighty fine lady, got a heart of gold, wouldn't hurt a fly. She's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard, he come unglued, yeah, come unwrapped, and just snap, thinks he's a chicken. That's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types. Roost in a bush by the side of the house, but it's none of my business. One day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that can make him well? She said, well, I have now and then, but then again, he don't eat much, just chicken feed, and all that pecking around in the ground don't hurt nothing, and heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, she's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're just making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? We're all just making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me. We're all in this together, you and me.
All right.
Now there's a song. There is a song that should be the number one WDEV hit of the week.
It should. Pick That's a picker-upper.
Bad situation.
Indeed.
Well, I'm sorry that you've lost all your sports to participate with and care about and talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it goes. You know.
We'll live through this.
We'll move on. Now, what's next is parade season.
What's Hello? Going to happen with parade season?
Parade season? I don't know. We're hoping everything's going to be on the norm.
You know,
but,
what we need is more people like you and Forbes down there. Doesn't he live right next to the ski area?
Down around Corinth.
He's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and he's got more stories.
Oh, he has.
Stuff like that. People like that's what we need when we get into a crisis like what we have. And
instead
of, did you hear those press conferences yesterday?
Well, no.
The governor won.
Okay.
The governor of the state of Vermont just delivered with a completely thought out, carefully prepared program. And then there was the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. That reminds me of our original. One moment,
please. Make the best of a bad situation.
Well, we're going to go romping in the swamp.
Throw away your pop, romping through the swamp, romping through the swamp in the month of May. Wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your poop, romping through the swamp. Let your troubles fly. Swamp, looking at the ways, plays, haze, and rays. You
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Boy, that was a perfect... You guys, no wonder you guys are Hall of Famers. What a perfect segue into that.
Well, that we're not talking about ourselves.
I am.
We're talking about listening to WDEV radio.
Yeah.
Because it's not the average everyday bear.
No,
it's not.
It's got
you
all
guys
these
are not
characters that keep showing
what it is.
You guys are not average either. That was a perfect segue. Jeepers.
Yeah, well, anyway.
We have Wade. Speaking of...
Wade!
Yeah. Wade.
Let's see if they got any snow
see
over
what's
there.
What's happening down there.
Hello, Wade.
Yes, good morning, Ken.
What's up?
And no, we have not gotten a flake of snow since we talked last week.
Dadgummit.
Matter of fact, I came rocketing off the slope on our service snow machine backwards, flipped and got ejected.
And you got ejected?
Yeah, and decided maybe it wasn't the best idea to try to do again or ski.
You had your proper safety gear on.
I sure did. I had a helmet on, but I hit my elbow. I guess
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had my helmet on my elbow, I guess.
Couldn't tell you from your
right.
From your elbow.
Probably should have had a helmet on that too.
Oh dear!
All right,
but no, I'm sorry.
Not skiing, but in light of everything, you know, some places are already closing. Some are closing as of tomorrow. Some are limiting their, you know, how you load the lift, and they're closing down their gondolas, which are enclosed. But the reservations are actually going up at the ski areas that are open because nobody's got anything else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We've actually had inquiries from out of state about Northeast Slopes and want to know what our hours were this weekend. I'm like, we could have made a fortune running people up that rope toe.
True.
Because you keep your social distance on a rope toe. We would extend it from
rollerblades on them.
The normal 25 feet to 50 feet spacing on the rope toe, and we'd been all set. But regardless, we are closed. And then the announcement this week was from last week was, and unfortunately, it's an update. And I'm surprised he didn't include it in his press release yesterday. But Governor Scott will not be coming to Northeast Slopes on Monday. We had a red carpet gala event planned for the reception for him and his entourage, and it was going to be Orange County Capitol for the day. That's what they do around all the different counties.
Yeah,
would have been great. They visit a lot of local businesses and entities and historic places, and they just kind of sweep through an hour at a time, and it's postponed, not totally canceled, but postponed, so we'll keep an update there, and maybe we'll have a little better weather. They certainly would have had the worst possible conditions for a day to come, you know, as far as the snow or even the grounds themselves, but get a little later in the spring, and the place looks like a golf course anyway. So.
Well, you know, I've got a bulletin from Europe that says that Switzerland, France, and Italy have all closed their ski lifts at this point.
Yeah, well, partially because a lot of those have no snow.
Yeah.
They're in worse shape than we were all winter long. A lot of the World Cup races were canceled. Some were canceled because of the virus, and some were canceled because of no snow, some of those finals. So we've, you know, knock on wood, we had a relatively good winter, and we haven't thrown in the towel yet. If we got a little snow, we might run again here.
Well, at least sugar on snow works.
We'll run next year.
Yeah. Well, we'll run next year, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But if we get a little snow, we might run again this year. It's an open-air area. We might close the lodge and sell tickets out the window or something, you know, to stay in line with everything that's going on. But that's where we're at. But, you know, it's a nice weekend out. Get out and take a walk the dog, and get the kids outside. And after you listen to Joel this afternoon, read your good book. Go to YouTube and bring up the full-length version of the 1979 Daytona 500.
There you go.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah. Wow.
My heart. Yep.
That's something near and dear to all of us.
Sure is. Boy,
it certainly is to me.
That's a great one, and if you haven't got the time, and at least fast forward to the last 10 laps. and the frivolity that goes
There's
on
a
just
flight
after.
Remember
just
that.
After.
Hey, well, listen, I'm sorry that you got... Well, but you just postponed. You're not out of business in this at all.
Yeah, we're hanging on there. We're going to wait and see what happens with this deal. And again, and whether it snows or not, you know, we get some of our biggest snowstorms into March, beginning of April, and who the hell knows, you know?
Oh my God!
Yeah, we might turn on the lights and do a little rope toe skiing. That would be appropriate, you know. Still, I think.
All right. Well, thank you for your call and all the exciting information that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from Kay down at the Masters yet, but
I thought that was off.
Oh well, it's also postponed, not canceled, but postponed.
The Masters.
Yeah, but I haven't heard.
That's where his sister works.
Yeah, and she's down there and hiding behind the azalea somewhere. So
okay.
All right. Well,
thank you very, very much.
I don't know what we'll talk about next week, but we'll call in anyway.
All right. Good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Now, I think what we ought to do is do you know that number two, cut two? We'll get to that for our friends down there at the great rope tow area of skiing here in Vermont. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to play some commercials?
Well, I can do either one. You're in charge here. This is your show.
All right. Then let's go skiing, right?
Let's
now.
Go skiing, all right?
The train is the slowest on the track. You reach the lodge and you unpack. When you look at your watch, it's time to go back. Why the hell do we ski? Oh, you buy a sweater, a pole, a sock. You get the bill, you go into shock. So you put your wife and your kids in hock. Why the hell do we ski? The ad reads, modern Swiss chalet. It's built of cardboard, crud, and clay. You sleep on burlap stuffed with hay. Why the hell do we ski? Then the icy winds begin to blow. The temperature drops to 20 below. But the slope is closed because it doesn't snow. Why the hell do we ski? The ski instructor says you've passed. You hit the slope, you're shushing fast. The very next day you're in a cast. Why the hell do we ski? It's time for lunch when you're up on the hill. You look in the box, it makes you ill. But two lousy slices of bread can't kill. Why the hell do we ski? The drinks they serve don't have any kick. The beer is thin, the wine is thick. You don't get stewed, but you sure get sick. Why the hell do we ski? You see this girl and you wonder if her perfume's strong, you take a whiff. You open her parka, she freezes stiff. Why the hell do we ski? And yet we all know it very well. It's buono, gut, terrific, bell. No need to ask, no need to tell. Why the hell do we ski?
You see, that's one of the reasons why people listen to WDEV. Because there's something to listen to.
Indeed.
And we need to be listening to each other. And that's why we have 9 to 11 on Monday through Friday.
Right.
People can call in and be part of Radio Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next week or two we need to really feature on that, because we all have something to say.
Yes, we do.
How we feel about these sort of things. And particularly here in Vermont, where we have such a history, and lo and behold, there's the Spanish flu, 1918,
yeah,
that really just cut a terrible swath through the state.
You know, I want to commend both you guys. I was really a little worried that you two guys would really focus on toilet paper today, but you haven't.
Excuse me?
You haven't focused on toilet paper.
You're
the
only one that's brought that subject up this morning.
Yeah.
Well, we did too. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Well, I just thought I wanted to commend you both. That could have been bad.
It would have been a wipeout, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Right, now, let's see. Here was one of the great musical selections.
Really?
That was a tease for people to listen to Radio Vermont. Goes back over 50 years, and nothing has equaled the success that we were able to create.
You're not going to play that
this
one.
Yeah, we're going to play
I'm
it
I'm waiting
right
with
now.
Bated breath.
That's it. Yep. Okay.
It's not working.
That's pretty much the story of our existence here.
Let me try the other machine down here.
Probably need an older machine.
Try the washer.
Try the turntable. Yeah, exactly. Try the turntable.
Let me try the crank over here.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the card
cardiologist is their best friend. But the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. Praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Now let's get to the liquidity section of the program.
The liquidity section?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, I love
liquid. Liquidity, yes.
Liquidity.
Yeah, we have a whole series of interesting pieces that Music to Go to the Dump by features on a regular basis.
On liquidity?
Yeah, liquidity, yeah.
Oh, this right. could be bad. Yeah. This has the potential.
All right. Ready to go?
All right.
Oh, here we go.
You didn't want to set this up in any way. You just want to play it, huh?
Beer, beer, beer.
Just, all right.
Oh, oak. I thought it was something else.
Way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mott, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hop.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer.
The Fury's bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on over, me lucky lad, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
A barrel, a box, and stir it around with a stick. That's not a lubrication to make your engine sink. Oh, 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the fax. It's only 8 and 8 in the pot and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
Oh,
huh?
How uplifting is
well,
a
beer?
That's
for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Next Tuesday.
It, oh, my God, it is.
Right, Jack?
Next Tuesday, the 17th, yeah.
Oh, right. Wow.
So you see, Jack is always being critical that we never play anything until it's a week late.
He is that.
I'm actually surprised you played that today.
Well,
I mean, there was,
I knew you'd be surprised.
Because you know all of the St. Patrick's Day parades have been canceled everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, how sad.
But we will have
Boston,
some here.
New York, Chicago, all huge cities that have the...
all those drunks, yeah.
I didn't mean it that way.
Along.
Oh, my
Let's
Lord.
Let's have another liquidity song.
All right. Here's to you, folks. Oh, I can hear it being poured now. Here!
That black room, too.
Decent.
Shed, and we're rolling in the hay. All the cows are out there grazing, and the milk is on its way.
I am a cider drinker. I drink till I
Robert Jaw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Isn't that crazy?
I think I'd like to hang out with Jack on St. Patty's Day. That's what I think.
Well, that's next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is next Tuesday.
Yeah. Of course, it'll be honored and represented here on Radio Free Vermont.
Of course it will.
Sure, indeed. Yeah.
This was just a slight hint of what's coming.
Indeed. The Tuesday. Frivolity.
Yes.
Now, did I tell you about... Did I tell you? Oh, no, I got to save that. No, I'm...
Well, we have to go right now back to Stowe Bath.
And, oh, and Lee's on the
line. We were there for 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes.
No, well, we have another little report.
And, all right.
I'm excited to hear from Lee.
Lee can tell us standing by.
I'm excited to hear from her.
I've been listening to the show. I thought that was the best part of it so far.
That doesn't say much for us, Ken.
No, you guys are doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're hanging in.
I appreciate Jack hustling down to the basement to find making the best of a bad situation. That's above and beyond the Call of Duty. But I will say... I'm not going anywhere near Jack Donovan on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Oh, wow. What a rep I have, huh?
An hour and a half with Jack on St. Patty's Day, and they'd have to wheelbarrow me out.
No, I can't hang with Jack, but I could just hang around.
We're here in the kitchen at the Stowe Kitchen Bath and Linens. They got a working kitchen here, and if you haven't had breakfast yet, you can come on by and do so. They're cooking up muffins and cookies, so it's kind of a sweet breakfast for all you folks out there. The coffee is terrific. So if you want to stop by in early, you certainly are. They're open and ready for business here. And I also have these, back by popular demand, the Red Sox 2020 magnetic refrigerator schedules. And we've got some of them here at Stowe Kitchen Bath and Linen. I was wondering if I should take a Sharpie and cross out the first 2 weeks of the schedule. But I guess I'll leave that to you.
Yeah.
You can do what you want when you get them, but you can stop by. If you see me here today, and stop by and pick one up and chat. I got Wally the Green Monster here in his little chair that we made for him. He's looking a little green, but fortunately, he's always green, so... He's not under the weather. He's doing just fine. And Kate Carpenter is joining me here this morning. And, Kate, folks are already coming in saying that, believe it or not, they found about the sale today by listening to music to go to the dump by.
Awesome! We're all going to the dump. And then when we get done, we're going to clean our hands and come into Stowe Kitchen Bath and Linen.
Exactly.
And we have wipes here for you, just in case. We're safely shopping.
That's right. And 15 to 75% off items throughout the store. And it's going on through this weekend, so it's a big sale. But you got to come in here over today and tomorrow, and there's a lot of... wonderful additions to the ordinary awesomeness at Stowe Kitchen Bath and Linen today.
Oh, we've had trucks rolling in here all week, my friend. We've got incredible bedding, sheets set starting at $40 for a 600 thread count in a queen size. In our world, that's unheard of. This is something that usually sells for $320. So we got it going on. It's Stowe Kitchen Bath and Linen.
So for all those folks that had some other event taken off their schedule today, it is actually a blessing in disguise because now you have the opportunity to come on up the mountain road here right across from the entrance to the Gale Farm Center. Find the yellow turtle beetle on the side of the road, and we're the next stop up on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. The sign out front is covered with the word sale.
And at 12 o'clock today, we are going to do one of our raffles, and that will be Le Creuset stock pot. So come on in. It's a free raffle just for you. Come right in the door and win a great prize.
Something for nothing. How about that, folks?
Wow.
That's us.
Amen to that.
Thank you for our report from Stowe.
All right. Okay. Back to you.
Thank you. Lee, what's and
Kate and Lee over
Kate
there?
And Lee. What a nice combination.
It is a great combo.
All right, so we're moving right along here on the program.
Uh-huh. I'm sad that Farmer Dave's not here.
I was hoping he was gone last week, and you see, this is when we need the philosophical part of the program.
Indeed.
But, and without Farmer Dave, zero.
But even more than that, I had uncovered a picture of him at his prom.
At his what?
His prom. High school prom.
Oh, you mean a dance?
Yeah. He had a white dinner jacket on, and he looked just like 007.
Oh, he did?
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. The guy said, look, who's this person? And I don't know. It's with a very attractive young lady. I don't know. Who's this person? I don't know. Who's this person? He said, that is Farmer Dave at his prom. He had a white dinner jacket on. He looked suave and sophisticated.
Could we put it in the window?
Wow, we could put it somewhere.
Never mind.
Okay,
never mind. Can we move along here?
Okay, you want to talk about mud season,
Mud season is next. Yeah,
it's here.
This is what's relevant.
That's what this program is all about, right?
All this stuff about how it gets canceled and so forth. Here's the reality. Because we're just riding on the ridges here and all these dirt roads.
I don't know. There was one heck of a picture in the Times Argus either this morning or yesterday morning about a car being stuck on the road in Randolph. Yeah. Did you see that one?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Why?
He was really in there.
I mean, he was way deep.
He was deep.
We've never canceled mud season. We've never canceled mud season.
In Vermont, it's mud season. Snow tires still on for a reason. Takes guts to drive among the ruts. It's mud season. Flatlanders getting stuck. Tow truck drivers making bucks. And if it's you and me and the economy, mud season. Who knew Vermont's old dirt roads could turn into such a trap? Stuck in a rut called the Auto Club. Guess I'll just take a nap. They'll pull me out someday, maybe April or maybe May. Not complaining, although it's raining, it's mud season. Spring is a time of renewal. Buds coming out of the trees. I splashed on too much cologne, and here comes a swarm of bees. My dear, you think it's crud? Let's go frolic in the mud. You get dirty, I'll rinse you off pretty. Hooray for mud season.
Oh, guys, you did it. You did it.
Didn't he do it?
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, you've just brought the whole thing to its peak, and that is are not canceling mud season.
No. That's right.
Let's do a press release.
Well, that's the whole story.
Yes.
That's the whole story of the program this morning.
Mud season.
I just got it.
All right.
We're not canceling mud season.
Right.
You heard it first on WDEV.
Yeah.
By golly.
Listen. That's the whole thing. All the time.
Yes.
Did you hear the president yesterday?
He didn't try to cancel mud season, did he?
No, he should have. Cancel what he did. First of all, he was 27 minutes late.
Everybody's
waiting.
He's busy.
All the networks and so forth, and he's so busy.
Well, they're always late half of the time.
He was 27 minutes late when he got started, and he told us all the new rules and regulations.
Oh, boy.
And then there was a little concern that some of the rules and regulations weren't quite exactly explained so that anyone could understand.
Wow.
Then the best part, was the conclusion. He said, now I have some important people here that I want to have speak to you today. So I figured it was some, you know, doctors from some foreign country that knew all about it. And he had a couple of people that he introduced. And he said, and now here's a person, come to the microphone and talk to the friends. And it sounded like a carnival show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And guess who it was?
I don't know.
It was the chairman of the board of our favorite, right?
I'm not quite. Oh, you say Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart.
I didn't.
Walmart.
I didn't catch that at all.
Oh, it was wonderful. And you know what happened?
What did Walmart have to do?
Norm was here, the program director, and he was so frustrated with one. When the president got ready to start, our afternoon personality on the air played.
Walmart.
No. Played. Not I'm home getting hammered while she's out getting nailed, but the other one.
Being buried at Walmart?
Like there's another one, right?
No, yeah.
Oh, the Jerry Reed song he's talking about.
Oh.
She's got the gold mine or something.
I got the shaft.
Yeah. That was the introduction to the president.
He didn't do that. No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I think that's funny.
Yes, he did. And Korn took the president off the air on WTV.
Oh, no.
Now, we don't usually do things like that.
I thought we weren't going to get political this morning.
We weren't.
Yeah.
This is just fun stuff.
Maybe we should bring the selectmen in from like Callis or East Montpelier and tell us and reassure us that mud season has not been canceled.
That'll be for next week. We'll work that up into something special.
Yeah, huh.
Okay. I thought that was a good idea.
Okay. Do you think we ought to play? Go ahead.
Which one do you want to play?
Well, the one we were discussing.
Oh, you still want to play the Walmart song? Is that what you want to play?
Yeah, because,
that's kind
if
of
it was good enough for the president to introduce this guy and you had him say a few words that you didn't hear because Corm was here, and said, we're not going to put that on the air. That's got nothing to do with anything, which was sort of what the president was talking about.
When I die, just bury me at Walmart so my wife will come and visit me. Just put my ashes next to towels and curtains and make sure there's a discount sign she'll see. Make sure her credit cards all stay paid up. Then I won't have to wonder where she'll be. When I die, just bury me at Walmart so my wife will come and visit me. Now, I ain't saying she's a shopaholic, but she goes shopping with an 18-wheeler. Every time I say, oh, maybe let's frolic, she says they're open all night and I gotta be there. Now, I don't mind her looking for a bargain, but we've got three garages of sale debris. Please don't get me wrong, I really love Walmart, but her shopping's gonna be the end of me. So when I die, just bury me at Walmart so my wife will come and visit me. Just put my ashes next to sheets or french fries and make sure there's a discount sign near me. Make sure her credit cards all stay paid up so I won't have to wonder where she'll be. When I die, just bury me at Walmart so my wife will come and visit me. There's no doubt she's been my good companion, and I'm so thankful she has loved me truly.
Truly.
But her passion for those celebrations has gotten my dander up and blood pressure unruly. I keep hoping like raisins this thing too will pass, but I'm walled in by spinning insanity. Please don't get me wrong, I shop at Walmart, but her shopping's gonna be the death of me. So when I die, just bury me at Walmart so my wife will come and visit me. Just put my ashes next to bras or doodads and make sure there's a discount sign near me. Make sure her credit cards all stay paid up.
ashes in it? Would you please claim it at loading dock number 7, please?
I guess I'm gonna get a small travel trailer and put it in Walmart's parking lot so I can see my wife more often. Credit cards, no down payment, no interest till next March. Holy moly, Plastic Man. Walmart!
Oh, oh my cow. God. It's Winnie.
It's one of my fans.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
She's wearing a Ken Squire t-shirt.
Very attractive lady.
She's a sweetie bug.
That's Winnie.
Hi, Winnie.
Winnie, will you settle down? I know, she's so excited. She's never been in the studio.
I know, she's right. So happy.
She's thrilled.
Winnie, listen, sweetie
Winnie,
baby.
Winnie, we're going to have him talk. Oh, you can't be talking like that.
She kind of hogs the microphone, if you know what I'm saying.
Hold on. Winnie, sit down. Okay.
Oh, what a good girl.
What a good girl.
Yes.
She's a mezzanine soprano.
Thank you.
Leave it to Joel.
Yeah, mezzanine soprano.
Now I know
that's
about an aria and a mezzanine soprano.
We're a little late, but there's so much going on. We just can't march along and not be sensitive to the stories that really matter to what's going on in Vermont.
It was a cornucopia of information this morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'd like to point out that my favorite magazine, Vermont's Northland Journal, arrived.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. And guess what?
What?
Harry Whitehill, the man that started WDEV, is represented here about the sugar train.
Outstanding.
We're going to talk about it next week because we're way over in time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jack's waiting impatiently for
us. Can I add one more thing this morning? We had a phone call this morning. I know Greg had a number of them yesterday afternoon. The Patsy Cline show, which was supposed to have been held at the Barry Opera House this evening, that has been postponed. So.
Oh, dear. That's important. Yes.
He did mention it a couple of times.
All to pieces.
Some people may not have heard it, so I thought I'd pass that along.
Thank you.
All right. So can we move along now and take care of the most important matter of the day?
I hope we're going to.
Yes. Yes, your salvation.
Yep.
That's what's next. And all the regulars here on Music to Go to the Dump By know that we ask you all to pull off the highway. Yeah, tone it down, slow it down.
Get off the
stop.
Mud.
Yeah. Stop. Right. And sing with us.
Sing with us.
Yes. Be part of our chorus, which is limited today.
Limited chorus.
Are you in voice, Jack? Because I'm not.
I can.
Okay.
I don't know all the words.
Buddy Bing, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
And I'll try.
Okay.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, put your hand on the radio.
Now I feel it.
This is going to take a while.
Feel the strength and power of the word.
All right.
Mm-hmm. As it comes to you from WDEV each and every Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, once again on Music to Go to the Dump By, it's hymn time.
Is that it?
I think
that's it.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow.
Go, Brent, go.
We may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind.
I can't go there.
But all my friends do not give in.
Here's the part we really know. You really know. All right, are you
ready?
Ready.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned.
You don't know the words, folks, just hum along.
Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored.
Amen to that.
We will meet all our possessions on the other shore. As we near those golden sidewalks, floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination.
That's a stretch for us.
Good, pretty good.
We may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, We'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore.
Amen to that.
We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor. We'll meet our possessions on the other shore.
Ooh,
we'll
strong.
Find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed.
Oh dear.
And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high heel Barbie ever wore.
Here we go, boys.
Now, all together.
Take it home.
On the other shore. On the other shore.
All right.
We'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore. Where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
Say it again.
On the other shore. We'll find National Geographic from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet our possessions on the other shore.
That was beautiful, boys.
Well, it was sort of good.
I felt the power.
Did you?
That's the thing, yes.
Yeah, wow.
That was big. Some of the poop and power.
It's a little long, don't you think? That thing goes on forever.
We have the Outlaws.
That's a lot of verses.
Upcoming.
We're all trying to talk at the same time. That's good, you know? That's really professional.
Well, that's what we are here. We're professionals.
The ultimate.
It's all talk at the same time. See if they can figure out what the hell we're talking
about. Yeah, somebody will break through. Thanks, fellas. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like
it was
today.
Good.
Yes, it was. Another enthusiastic reply to the common problems of the day. Like simple things like they've canceled all the sports for the rest of the...
I know. Forever and ever.
If I can't be at the odd, I'd rather be here with you guys. That's
really?
All I have to
enough.
Say.
It wasn't that sweet.
You've got to understand, if you can't be at the auditorium, the odd, you can be odd with us on Music to Go to the Dump.
That was good.
Yes.
That was very good.
Right, can we go now, Jack?
Yeah, we can go now, but you're going to do your usual sign off here and make that thing official.
Oh, that's right. Kenley Dean Squire on WDEV.
Yeah.
With this wonderful congregation.
Amen.
Of people.
Spirits.
Why am I finishing this sentence? In memory of?
In memory of Buster. Oh, God, I miss Buster.
Don't we all?
Marie.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
He was something else.